See, my old man's got a problem. He lives with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. Got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast. I got a job that pays all our bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump and the First Lady visited the Texas flood zone Friday, where at least 12 people have died. Mrs. Trump expressing their deepest sympathy to all the parents who lost children and everyone in the community who lost loved ones.
We are grieving with you. Our nation is grieving with you.
The death toll has risen to 129 people. An emotional scene at the State Department Friday, the Trump administration firing more than 1,300 employees, and this.
We are learning that some employees across multiple State Department divisions got layoff notices by mistake. They are now receiving emails letting them know they still have jobs.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The preliminary report in last month's Air India crash has been released, indicating that the plane's fuel cutoff switches for both engines were shut off right after takeoff. Dangerous heat, dry conditions igniting a large wildfire near the Grand Canyon. Residents and visitors forced to evacuate. This is ABC News. Bitcoin reached another all-time high, surpassing $118,000 for the first time Friday before easing back a little. The price jump comes days before Congress opens Crypto Week, where lawmakers will debate a series of bills for future regulation. A son of top Mexican drug trafficking boss El Chapo has pleaded guilty to U.S. drug trafficking charges in Chicago.
He is the first of El Chapo's sons facing similar drug trafficking charges to enter a plea deal. Guilty to drug trafficking, money laundering, and firearms charges tied to his leadership role in the Sinaloa cartel. Ovidio Guzman Lopez previously pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege Ovidio with his brother Joaquin, known as the Little Chapos, ran a faction of the cartel that exported fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, meth, and marijuana to the U.S.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A British man has been extradited to the U.S. where he's now charged in what prosecutors call a $99 million Ponzi-like fraud involving expensive wines. James Wesley pleading not guilty during his arraignment in Brooklyn Federal Court. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered storms, and highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine and dry weather continues on Sunday with highs in the low to mid 80s.
It's 67 right now.
98Q Country.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear. Out on 49, man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man, just like a long lost friend. You ain't seen in a while, you can't help but smile. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. It's a sip of wine, it's summertime, sweet summertime. Temperature says 93 down at the deposit and guaranteed with that swimming hole. It's nice and cold. Bikini bottoms underneath, but the boys' hearts still skip a beat when them girls shimmy off them old cutoffs. And it's two bad feet on the dashboard. Young love and an old Ford. Cheap shades and a tattoo and a YouTube bottle on the floorboard. Perfect song on the radio. Sing along, cause it's one we know. It's a smile, it's a kiss, it's a sip of wine. Summertime, sweet summertime. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Don't matter how old you are, man, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, baby, when you got two bad feet on the dashboard. For wine, it's summertime, sweet
to
pulled in the driveway, you know it all still looked the same. And I couldn't wait to down a few and hear that jukebox ring. But as I walked in through the doorway, well, there stood some kind of maitre d'. Well, he looked me up and he looked me down and said, may I help you please? And I said, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? Jukebox with a country song. Well, I look back to the corner where the jukebox once stood around. Some clown was playing records too fast, too long, and too loud. And it must have been a big mistake to try and speak my mind. So as they were asking me to leave, I cried out one more time, what you do with those swinging doors? Where's the sawdust on the floor? Why's everybody wearing suits and ties? From where I stand, I can't believe my eyes. And whose idea was it to hang these ferns? This brand new bar don't have a single burn. I guess I'm somewhere that I don't belong. I need a jukebox with a country song. I guess I don't belong without a jukebox and a country song.
This is your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 98Q Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got us, take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you want ever down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we could raise a couple kids of good in the same red dirt little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. Ooh, hometown home. We can make this hometown home.
Shining off the cross hanging from the mirror of my right.
breeze blowing in, your hair blowing round. You're scanning through the stations looking for that country sound. The good stuff iced up in the back seat, nowhere to go, nowhere to be. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, lay back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling. Nothing but two-lane country on up ahead. Girl, you're so fine, I wouldn't mind if this is all we did. You got me high on kisses, you got me missing signs. Hard looking left when my world is on my right. I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, laid back and lazy. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with just chilling it. Nothing like a little you and me, low key. Right now I'm right where I got my shades on top back, rolling with the music jack. One on the wheel, one around you, baby. Sunset, I bet there's a chance we could get shore enough, tangled up, laid back and lazy. Pour it on easy now, don't spill a bit. Nothing but time tonight, let's get to killing it. Long as I'm rocking with you, girl, you know I'm cool with.
Country.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few showers and thunderstorms around and lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered storms, and highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine and dry weather continues on Sunday with highs in the low to mid 80s.
Currently, it's 66.
98Q Country.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it high again now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay. Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about her Mercury. I'm gonna buy me
of mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a mercury or two. Crazy about a mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a mercury. I'm gonna buy me a mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go.
Weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine, and summertime.
98Q Country.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rolled in the hay. You never thrown in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody still lying there comes back up? Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, park down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you. This laid on back, kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Country.
ever see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who
the whiskey don't kill like it's supposed to. I've tried gin, I've tried every last one of them.
Yeah, so what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just these small-town taverns and small businesses, but just, you know, just the social aspect of, like you said, going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these great bars have to offer. And I got to a point in my life where I just wasn't geared to keep going to the same place. You know, you get your local bar that everybody, you know, kind of goes to, and it's, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to start heading to different places and, you know, see what happens. And I had the idea for this crazy account. And I went to the very first bar, Langer's Bar. It's a little tiny bar down in the River Bottoms, just east of Ellsworth. I think everybody's familiar with Ellsworth Cheese Curds.
Yeah.
And I went there and did a short little video, and I decided to throw it on my TikTok account. I actually took the video first, and I made the TikTok account, and that video, I think, did over 700,000 views, quickly realized I might be onto something here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jump start. Exactly. Talk about. Let's grab one first of all from, of course, we're in northern Wisconsin here, Hayward Park Falls area. So let's grab one of them first of all and give an idea of where this venture has taken you. So maybe one of your favorites on the list there in the Hayward Park Falls, northern Wisconsin area.
Well, I think maybe the most iconic bar in that area, I think, would have to be the Moccasin right in downtown Hayward. You know, it definitely looks like a dive bar on the outside. It's, you know, the old green siding, and it looks like, you know, maybe it could be fixed up a little bit, but in my eyes, I think it looks absolutely perfect on the outside. And when you walk inside, you realize that there's so much quirky taxidermy and giant walleye or muskie mounts in there. And, you know, it's just has that great vibe that we all love about these great dive bars that are all over the state of Wisconsin.
So the Moccasin down in Hayward, folks, of course, in the Hayward area, very familiar with that. So what qualifies, is there a certain criteria that makes it a dive bar? What would make it too fancy schmancy for you to say, nope, not a dive bar?
Yeah, you know, I think the dive bar term, it's all, you know, on the individual. Some place that I might consider a dive bar might not be a dive bar to other people, but I think, you know, when people normally think of a dive bar, they think, you know, it's dark, it's, you know, it's really dim in there, and the beers are cheap, and they may not even serve food, and, you know, they have their pull tabs and their pickled pig's feet and pickled gizzards behind the bar, and but, you know, I think another criteria of a dive bar is just a bar with history. You know, there's so many bars in the state that are, you know, 80 plus years old, and, you know, they're time capsules, and they really are almost like a museum of sorts, especially, you know, to certain areas. You know, there's, you know, in that Hayward area, there's so many gangster ties, even in northern Wisconsin, really all over Wisconsin, but, you know, just, you know, during the Prohibition days with Capone and, you know, all those famous gangsters from the Chicago area. And they really are museums, you know, to a certain extent, and and they're destination spots. And not only that, to a lot of people, they're just a local watering hole that, you know, that may hold two or three and maybe sometimes even four generations of memories and history.
Porns, are you on everyone? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff, everything?
Yep, I'm on, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Yeah, I get a lot of views. I'm all over the place. I guess Facebook is probably my biggest one, and TikTok isn't too far behind it. And I'm right around 380,000 followers strong. So I guess I'm not the only person out there that enjoys these dive bars.
Have you ever, again, we're with Jared Schutz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. Have you ever walked into a bar with this dive bar review and the person who owns it has been like insulted that you're there? Have you ever run into that?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, and I think maybe because people don't understand maybe the concept of a dive bar, they think it's a derogatory term. And I think maybe there was a day and age where it was, and now I think it's pretty well known that, you know, the term dive bar is almost like a badge of honor. It's, to be considered a dive bar, because you just have to have that, you know, that at home feel and just that great vibe, you know, to be a dive bar. I think, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, the fancier places or, you know, there's a lot of great fancier places too, like Anglers in Hayward. Is a beautiful place. It's definitely not a dive bar. I've reviewed it because it's a locally owned establishment that's, you know, that's an iconic place in Hayward as well. But sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily all about the total dives, but, you know, just more so the when I get to an area, you know, hitting a popular place, you know, that people go to so often, that people love to see, given its due too, and getting some airtime on my social media platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into the diviest of the dive bars. People who have embraced the dive bar, where maybe the building is standing, but it's a question of whether it'll be standing the next day. So give me a diviest of the dive bars, and maybe somebody who embraces that.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Like when you were describing that, I was picturing the Plywood Palace up in Mukwa, just maybe 10 minutes west of Ashland. And I've actually been there three times, and I was there about a month ago. And like you said, like it's standing, but I don't think anybody has any idea how. But it's, you know, that's a destination place. And somebody, I was talking to somebody about it here a couple weeks ago, and they told me that, yeah, the Plywood Palace is kind of the Vatican of dive bars. And it, as soon as they said it, I said, that makes the most sense. And I, you know, every other dive bar is just a spinoff of that one, you know, kind of like the Catholic churches are all just a spinoff of the Vatican, really. So that makes total sense to me. That sounds about right. And that's just an iconic place. And, man, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, but there's no question that it's probably the most popular dive bar in the entire state.
You mentioned, you touched on it just a little bit about the history, and it really, I would guess that a lot of these places you go to is almost like a museum or a historical society where there's artifacts, there's stories, not only verbally, but visually, but that is a living history of our area, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things with doing what I do and the views that I get. You know, I'm doing, you know, 100 million views a year doing this, and it's preserving, you know, the history of this state. Obviously, we all know that there's no state that likes a cold beverage like Wisconsin does.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much of that history, and you know, we have, that's one of the big things about the Tavern League of Wisconsin, is there to help preserve that history too. And I've actually become an affiliate member of the Tavern League, and it's such a tight-knit family, and it's an honor for me to be able to be associated with them, and you know, we're on the same page, and at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want these places to be around for a long, long time. And unfortunately, speaking of the Hayward area, my phone blew up this weekend, more so than normal, and unfortunately, we lost a great pub in Stone Lake, little unincorporated town. Beautiful bar that I reviewed, Stone Lake Pub. I believe I was there 5 weeks ago, and unfortunately, they had a fire. I believe it was late Friday night, and that place is a total loss. It was a 99-year-old place. And beautiful inside and out, and I just—it's heartbreaking for me, you know, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, you know, that called that place home for many, many years. And hopefully things are, you know, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild. But when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like it's yeah, I enter these places as a stranger, and I leave as family, and. It's there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar, I know, and so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms, just millions of views. People are just really, really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands and like if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And you know, there's just so many quirky things that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah, and I'm sure you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course. You're a working man like all of us. But you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's just been a blessing. I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in and is how many I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour. And other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But, that's the hardest job I have is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately that's not the job that I have. And, you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do, but yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. You know, we talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars, too, is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices, and a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people, too, isn't it, is the food side of these dive bars.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not much of a seafood guy, but there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some, you know, some fancy place that's going to cost you you know, you go two people go on a date and have each have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You know, you can get a better meal, and you can spend, you know, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, you know, it wasn't just a burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and so, you know, to have eaten so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, you know, that's, you know, it's a special place, and like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20, I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media, absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th, so it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures. And we are, again, with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And Jared, pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you know that it's a unique place. And I had finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's now it's just a giant bar with, you know, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's a historic place, you know, in northern Wisconsin. It's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of Spotted Cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. I will let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you just kind of, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in, or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record, or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away. And so then I kind of let them choose where I go next. And then I'll, you know, head to that place. And I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days. And, you know, I always go into a place. A lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in. I'm always 100% respectful. Talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals. You know, I get recognized so much. So that helps. That helps too. But I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and, and come back in and, mm-hmm. and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that, that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself. So if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who is the Tavern League president, he tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
I probably average, around 275. To 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, you know, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to, you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time,
and
everyday life. I think that's how we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably, and in Siren. I mean, it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same, and then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know.
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us, talk about at Wisco dive bars, and you can go to the Wisco dive bar reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Millions and millions of views, good stuff. And just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on there, it will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned, and you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says navigate here, and it'll give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is where to go for that. And
cool.
Yeah, it makes it a kind of a pocket hand, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Outside State Department headquarters in Washington, a show of support from former State Department workers to fired employees as they walked out of the building.
Hope that their firing, which I consider illegal, is going to be somehow retracted.
More than 1,300 people losing their jobs at State Friday. More fallout over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. Sources tell ABC News that Deputy FBI Director Dan Bongino has told allies he might resign over the DOJ's handling of the case. In Kerrville, Texas, Friday night, mourners gathering for a vigil for those lost in the July 4th flood. The death toll rising to 129 people. At least 166 are missing. A preliminary report into the Air India crash last month, which left 260 people dead, concluding the fuel to the airplane's engines was shut off by cockpit switches seconds after takeoff. This is ABC News. A former Marine reservist is on the most wanted list in Texas in connection with an ambush on a police officer outside an ICE detention center.
Benjamin Song is thought to have been among a group of heavily armed people who lured a police officer to an immigration detention center in Alvarado, south of Fort Worth, and then shot and seriously wounded him. Teddy May is the police chief.
Attack on my department. Attack on our city. Attack on the rule of law.
His officer is recovering. A dozen people are in custody, and a $35,000 reward's been posted for information about Benjamin Song. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In a tit-for-tat move, Russia has closed the Polish consulate in Kaliningrad. Russia's foreign minister says it's in retaliation for Poland closing the Russian consulate in Krakow. Prosecutors in France have launched an